6 to 9, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Stiefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring The Radowski Method by JT. I found JT at an open mic, and these guys rolled up as a full band, drummer and all. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I rolled up while they were like already playing. I think they were towards the end of their set. I saw them break down. Like, I was getting my beer and that's in a separate room, so I kind of just heard them give out their Instagram and I was like, okay, like, I'll check them out later. I couldn't tell you what happened at the actual open mic and what they sounded like, but you know what, like, that's where I found them. So this band has a couple of singles and an EP out. Definitely some jams in there. I went with this song because I just thought it was one of the most polished on the album, or like, not on the EP. It definitely reminded me of one particular band, which I will touch on later. And with that, I'm going to play a clip of The Radowski Method followed by a clip from the band. Yay, I got a clip from the band.
What's up, this is JT, and I'm here to talk a little bit about my song The Radowski Method off my EP Tea Break. Now, The Radowski Method dates back to when I was 18 years old, a freshman in college, and at that time, my musical diet really consisted a lot of Midwest emo or like pop punk kind of bands, Mom Jeans to be the main one at the time. I was a big fan of their album Best Buds, and I really loved what they did with that album. And then I was also listening to, you know, Brand New, Blink 182, and other bands of that vein. And so that song I wrote with my old band called The Prom Crashers, and it was one of our best tracks that we had, one of our favorite tracks to perform. And I basically wrote the song about a girl that I had a huge crush on that year in college. Of course, it never went anywhere. And, you know, there was a third party involved, as the song says. And that kind of led to a lot of yearning and a lot of frustration. So I decided to capture that mood, that feeling, that emotion into a song. And it resulted in that. And the name Radowski, I got the title from a guy I knew in college who was this big player type, you know. And basically, you know, I thought I got to be a Radowski. I got to learn the Radowski method, right? Also, it's a cool sounding title. So that's kind of how that song came about. After my band disbanded, though, the song never got recorded properly. It never got released until, you know, maybe a couple of years later. The pandemic's happening and I'm, you know, trying to write music, trying to rebrand myself as an artist. I decided to re-record it for my solo project, JT, and featured it on my EP, T-Break. And since I started performing, I've brought it back and it's still as great as it was back then. And it's always going to hold a special place in my heart. Thank you for having me.
So that was a jam. I hope you felt that was a jam too. I am so glad he said that he was influenced by Blink-182. That was the first band that came to mind, like right off the bat, right from the beginning. And I was like, yeah, dude, this gives me Blink-182 vibes. I sent it over to Gil and Andy of No Application Fee. I feel like they're like the only Blink fans that I really know now. Andy just took the words right out of my mouth, like freaking read my mind. He was like, yeah, I definitely get Blink vibes with 80s influences. And like, and I was like, oh yes, dude, like that's it. Gil said it reminded him of Tom's solo stuff, but he didn't say like which one. So I don't know if it was like Boxcar Racer or Angels and Airwaves. But yeah, I love that he named it after like a dude that he knew and he was like the player type. I feel like Radowski is just like the cool guy. You add Owski to like any name and that's just like the cool person. So like Lebowski, I met a person named Lakowski. He seemed like a cool dude. I don't know. I don't know about player, but definitely just gives off this cool vibe. I can totally see that. Like I said, I listened to all the songs. Like there's an EP with 5 songs and then there's a single, like the latest single that's out has 2 songs. So make yourself a playlist. I was really drawn to the drama that was going on in these lyrics. Definitely some chisme behind these lyrics. It left me wanting more. Like, you know, I love me some cheese. So I'm definitely looking forward to another EP or an album that gives me just like more chisme. Because, yeah, I was just like, dude, what is going on here? There are some crazy stories going on here. So, yeah, like I said, 7 songs. Go make yourself a playlist. The Radowski Method will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist where I feature all the songs I've ever played on this podcast. You can follow JT. It's JAI.TEA.WAVE on Instagram, and that's WAV. You can follow me at DeeferMusic, DeeferMusic Music on Instagram. Quick announcement, The Angry Mic is this coming Monday, the last Monday of every month at The Angry Horse. Writer's Round in Fullerton is every Monday now. I think like Greg is really trying to have it like every single Monday. That just started in March. So if you're ever in Fullerton, poor company, go get some good food. Go listen to some singer-songwriters on a Monday. I have some exciting news. I am going into the studio the next 2 Mondays, Black and Gold Studio in Whittier. I'm working on my 100th episode. So I'm going to have my favorite 110 podcast bands in there with me. And we're recording something special for you guys for my 100th episode. So I'm really excited to experience that because I've never been in a studio. It should be fun with my favorite bands. So do me a favor, go rate this podcast and say hi to your dog for me. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time. Bye.